ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Everybody present and accounted for. Barely. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, and we're ready to go on a Friday edition of the show. Hopefully you guys are ready to go, too, so fasten your seatbelts, and away we go. HRP listener line wide open for now. Won't be for long. It's always clogged up. So get in now while you still can. What's up, fellas?
What up?
What's up?
What's going on?
I really enjoyed our
show prep.
Pre-show meeting.
Yeah, it went well.
Really good.
Jake Assman was so fired up that you were not going to show up today. He's like, Barry here? Barry here? If Barry's not here, I'll fill in. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I love how people try to take my job. This isn't the first time that somebody's openly said they want my job. I won't mention
is that what
any...
Jake? Is that what Jake just did?
I mean, it's kind of like that, right?
It kind of did, Nick. It kind of did.
There's another person. I'm not going to say any names or throw anybody under the bus, but when we were jokingly talking about the fact that I might be fired because I something I said that you didn't dump, somebody was like, I'll take his spot. It's like, what kind of person comes out and says that when we're joking about me getting fired? Your true colors showed,
first
sir.
Of all, I've never not dumped anything on this show. That's
first,
number one.
Okay, first of that's, all, I, number one A, you're
I
a,
make zero mistakes on this program.
You're a blessed liar. You almost that's had number to dump one. That. You're a damn lie. I'm the only one you don't dump on this show. Let's be real.
Nick, and we love you for that. So you just keep up the good work.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm talking about. Why are you so frazzled today?
It's my life right now is a mess. It's been a hectic morning, to say the least. I have nothing prepared like I'm supposed to be prepared. I'm just completely winging it today.
Are we talking about it? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Just some things going on. Just certain things going on. And then when you compound all the other things that are going on, that I'm trying to get ready to go to Portland next week. I'm trying to buy a car. There's obviously this show. It's just been, it's been a wild and crazy day. So, and then I found out they were going to do the, so we figured out the numbers. Shout out to my guys. I'm going to, once the deal's
done. Oh,
your
car. Let's make sure we clear that up. Yep, yeah. Your car.
We got everything handled, and then they go to run my credit, and there's a lock on my credit. I was like, what the hell? Mm-mm. He goes, yeah, dude, we were going to run this, and because I was hoping to go maybe go get the car today after the show.
That's that Airbnb stuff. You
and
start
he's like,
putting their money down.
He's like, no, your credit's frozen. And then so I had to call them. And it was Equifax. Remember when there was a breach? I guess it was the Equifax breach. I don't remember. But somebody, there was a breach and they gave me that trusted ID stuff.
Okay.
And so that froze my credit. So no one could go out and open anything in my name because of the breach. So I forgot about that. So when I'm trying to get a car loan, boom, all of a sudden.
The breach too. Barry buys a car.
You can't. I couldn't do it. And then as I'm trying to book all the rooms I wanted to book in Portland. Mm-hmm. From yesterday before the show to this morning, gone. All of them had been booked. And I was like, I guess I'm just waiting too long. So I had to scramble to find something before there's literally nothing in my price range that I can do. So then I find the perfect room and it says check-in time is at like from 4 to 9 p.m. And I'm like, I don't even land in Portland until 10. And I'm flying Frontier, so it's going to be really like 1 a.m. before I actually get
and
there.
And the airport is not close to downtown,
no,
let alone
and I'm
Beaverton.
In Beaverton.
Yeah, you're like on the other side of the world from the airport.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, there's no way I'm checking in until after like probably 2 a.m. at least.
It's a hotel. They shouldn't care.
No, it's Airbnb.
Oh, you're doing the Airbnb.
So I'm like, man, I don't know now. And then, of course, since I'm a comic, I work late. I don't know if that's a problem. So yeah, that's and that's the that's don't, been the least of the issues.
Don't
I've
wake
had
the
today.
Kids or the cats. That's the rule.
Yeah, that's the other thing. This place has like five dogs, and it's like I'm staying at your house,
pretty much. So no cats at our house, but yeah.
Did you have you ever owned a cat?
No,
never.
I've been allergic to them since I've been little.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to wear a shirt with a lot of cat hair on it until yeah. your face swell up.
And then I need to sneeze without covering my mouth.
Well, I mean, you can do that.
See?
That's all
and
right.
Nick is working out about, like, 2 miles an hour today.
Yeah, we're the complete opposites, apparently. I'm all frazzled, and you're like, whatever, man. Like, what? Why are you so just whatever?
I'm just, it's whatever. It's just, I got thrown off. I'm sorry.
I know. Who walked in this time?
It's intern David. But yeah, no. I'm
do
good.
I have to go all AJ
no,
Hoffman on these people?
Yelling. Do not
and
start
get
yelling.
Angry about nope. people leaving nope. you alone during our show.
Nope. Yeah, he went on a rant the other day about the interns and well, office space. And-
yeah, that I get because I actually came in to go. I was going to go because we have to show prep in there, and all of a sudden they're recording a podcast, and I was like, "Well, good thing I didn't walk in."
I mean, I got here an hour early. It's not like I was or 2 hours early because I had to record.
Oh yeah, for your show.
So, yeah, so it's not like I just walked in or anything.
No, but you're. Have you been? Did you just walk up when I walked up?
No, he had been here.
Oh, okay.
Because no, I was recording earlier.
Yeah, came back.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. All right. Cool.
We had both been here, left, got lunch, came back, found us a place to plant, and then saw Jake Assman, who was wondering where you were, and then sat there for 35 minutes before we realized that it might be close for you.
Let's
today.
Be real. I showed up at 12:54.
Yep.
Palillo's over at 12:55. It's my bad.
Showed up, and in the hallway you could hear, and with that, we're going to turn it over to the usual suspects. I'm like, oh, well, at least he's here on time.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it be like that. What can I say? But I do have a comedian of the week. Jaffer Khan is going to be our comedian of the week.
Jaffer Khan.
I knew when I chose Joffer that it was. I felt like that we may have had Joffer on before, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. He just moved to New York. If we've had him on before, then we'll do it again. Whatever. But he's a funny dude. On Twitter, he's at Joffer Khan Comic. And then what's really funny is he's got this Instagram thing, his Instagram page called Really Real Girl Quotes, and it's really funny because you know how you see Instagram pages and they're like. Inspirational.
Yes.
They're like, you'll see something like, you're a perfect sunflower and don't let anyone tell you. So he took that concept and he started making fake inspirational quotes that chicks would say. And they're really funny. Like here's, I'm just randomly pulling up one. This one says, tolerated by few, hated by many. like that's supposed to be inspirational. But they're good. Here's one. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. So check it out. Really Real Girl Quotes is pretty funny. And Joffer Khan will be our comic of the day. And I hope that we'll have it on time, but I doubt it.
I doubt it as well. So you know how we do things around here. The HRP listener line is our go-to for text messages and phone calls. You can reach that line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, or you can reach us via Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It is a Friday, so we'll get to some college and pro football games at some point during the proceedings as well. And, of course, you are a part of the show, so we'll have plenty to get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, reach out and touch, and we will go from there. So with that being said, nothing else happened last night or anything that tweaked your fancy?
Watch that game. We'll talk about that.
I watched half of it. I couldn't stomach much more.
Boy.
Awful.
It's not pretty.
Thursday night football, a dud. Baseball starting tonight, so there's things to watch and plenty to do. Including talk to you. So we'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's an FYF Friday. That means F is for funny, and our comedian, as Barry already pointed out to you, is Jaffer Khan. We'll have some audio clips coming up from him. H-Town guy, so that's always a good connection.
Just moved to New York with Dale Cheeseman. Remember the guy that we had on whose grandma was wearing a Panamanian flag shirt, but yes, she thought it was American?
Yes.
Yeah, they just, they're buds, and they moved out there. So go tackle the world, Jaffer and Dale. Good luck.
Good luck, fellas. Adam Schefter reporting that former Giants first-round pick offensive lineman Eric Flowers signing a one-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy, either he must really be bad to have been cut by a team that's offensive line looked as bad as the Giants yes, last night, or it's just a totally messed up situation in New York, because you and I and Nick had this conversation yesterday about which team's going to show up, because the Eagles were underachieving, and after last week hanging in there with Carolina, the Giants were overachieving.
Right.
Boy, did we get some clarity last night.
Well, you know, and when we were talking about the game, I was thinking, one of my thought processes was when picking it, at some point the Eagles are going to be the Eagles of last year, right? And I guess last night was the night where they decided to show up a little more and look more like the Super Bowl champion Eagles than the what the hell is going on with this team Eagles.
Of the three of us, Nick and I picked the Eagles?
I don't know. I didn't write it down. It wasn't one of those I was writing down. Oh, okay. I took the Giants and the points. Boy, that was stupid.
Well, at least that was close.
Yeah, not even.
Now, where are you guys on this? Because, of course, everybody, and Eli absolutely crapped the bed last night. He looked awful.
Yep, he did.
But at the same time, Saquon Barkley looked amazing. So everybody is going back to saying, see, the Giants should have taken a quarterback. But if you'd have taken a quarterback, you wouldn't have Saquon Barkley. At least now when you get a quarterback, you have Saquon Barkley in the backfield, OBJ for whatever the off-the-field crap and all that other stuff. But you have a top five caliber running back and wide receiver.
Yeah.
I still, if I'm the Giants, I think they made the right move.
Yeah, I saw where they were talking about, the quarterback, and I'm with you. But here's the thought process, right? And this is in recent years, this has been the thought process in the NFL, 10 years plus. You can get a serviceable to good running back at any point in the draft. But franchise quarterbacks, guys that are, going to be top 10 for their career kind of quarterbacks, don't come around that often. In fact, we're enamored with some of the guys that you see now with Darnold and Rosen and all these guys and Baker Mayfield. And we're looking at all these cats that got drafted and we're thinking, man, this class could be really good. But you know what? Statistics will tell you that only about maybe two of all the guys that were drafted in this draft class are going to actually end up being legitimately top 10 quarterbacks. So it's really hard to do. So if you had that opportunity, do you take it over taking a running back that might be around for 6 years? And I'm going on the good side.
Yeah.
Some do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not painting with a broad brush and saying all. But look at it. I mean, we thought David Johnson was going to be the best running back in the league for years to come. And he had one good year and that's it.
But look, and you're right, because the Texans, as we all know, are exhibit A when it comes to it's not that easy to find a franchise quarterback.
So are the Browns.
And you're going to recycle everything you can, right? Browns, Bears. And you look at the Jets draft class with Deshaun Watson and you say, hey, at least they look like they got that somewhat right in terms of having more than just one or two, because Deshaun Kizer, we don't know and we may never know. And what we saw in a small sample size wasn't great. But when you have Mahomes and you have Deshaun Watson and you have Trubisky and you, those three guys look like they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you also have cases where veteran quarterbacks become available, and it's obviously via trade or free agency, but you look at Kirk Cousins going from Washington to Minnesota. You look, Alex Smith was available and he's with Washington, and those guys, look, like them or love them or hate them, their resumes are pretty decent. So you can find another quarterback. And again, it looks like the Giants are going to be head and shoulders above everybody else for having that first pick in the draft. It's just that now you got to go back and look and say, is the Oregon quarterback going to be the number one overall pick?
Right.
Really, there's nobody this year from a college football perspective that's knocking your socks off saying they're going to be the next quarterback.
I heard, who was it? Because I hadn't really paid attention to it yet. It's too soon for me. But they were talking quarterbacks in Ohio State. What's the kid's name in Ohio State?
The kid's up for the Heisman.
Yeah. But then I heard, I think it was Phil Still who said, was it Phil Still? But he was talking about the same thing you just said about if you're looking for an NFL quarterback to keep an eye on, it might be in Oregon. It was like,
Justin, either it's Herbert or Herbert. Justin Herbert of Oregon. Jake Browning from Washington is the guy whose name has been kicked around a little bit. But again, nothing even like last year's quarterback class.
No.
Nothing like 2 years ago's quarterback class, where at least there were names that you knew that you were holding on to. And in the case, Kyler Murray at Oklahoma is going to end up playing baseball. He was the top eight pick of the Oakland A's. So, you know, you really don't have all those names knocking your socks off. But again, I look at it and I see the two amazing runs and the total offense of Saquon Barkley last night, and I go, it's easy because of how bad Eli played to say they woulda, coulda, shoulda. But I don't know how you passed. You had such a glaring need at running back. You had no running game a year ago, and this guy's the real deal.
Yeah, he looks bored. Man, some of those runs he had last night.
Ridiculous the way he was breaking. At first, I saw the comparison on ESPN going, they're comparing him to Barry Sanders. Get out of here.
Stupid.
But then when you look at how quick his feet are for a guy his size, and you were spot on because I started chuckling when I heard Aikman started, and then both of them start going off on his thighs again.
Yep.
But dude is like a physical specimen. He is so nimble and quick on his feet. And the runs, the way he avoids tacklers, I think they got it right. It's just, you're right. Now the challenge is, in order to validate that they got it right, they obviously need to find a quarterback for next year and beyond.
And good news is they'll probably get a pretty high pick. So they'll probably have, a choice of the top two or three quarterbacks in the draft, if they so choose.
Dwayne Haskins was the guy you're talking about at Ohio State.
Yeah, my buddy Zach Dixon is a big Giants fan. And another mutual friend of ours, Michael Dayday, who we've featured on here before, is a Jets fan. And they were going back and forth. They're giving each other the business. I'm like, you guys are Giants and Jets fans. You have no right to pick on anyone, including yourselves. And Zach said, I think I'm finally resigned to the fact that we've given up on the season and it's time to just focus on a draft pick. I'm like, bro, that was 3 weeks ago. What are you've given up on you should have gave up on the season 3 weeks ago. What are you talking about? It's obvious this Giants team is bad. And they do have talent at two positions. They've on the offensive side of the ball. They've got a good top five wide receiver and a potentially good running back. He's still got plenty to do. But he shows signs of being a guy who legitimately...
Charlie called him the best running back in football. No offense to Todd Gurley.
Charlie did?
Yeah, on the way in.
No.
Yeah.
After six games?
I was like, you got him, you got Zeke, you got guys, Le'Veon Bell, he said you can't count because he's been holding out, obviously.
If you want to make the case for a guy that potentially, as far as potential goes, I'm sure, but... The best back in the NFL?
I can't go that far.
Over Zeke and Gurley?
But I'll say this, because he's on pace to have the second best rookie season of total yards in a season.
Sure.
If he keeps doing what he's doing at over 2,165 yards between receiving and rushing, which is fantastic. But again, you have to prove it over time, and you've got to prove your... Even Gurley had to really, stay healthy, get through a full season, put up the numbers, take the beating, see what happens. But I'm with you. I think Landon Collins is an exceptional defensive back. I think he has proven for the long haul he's going to be good. Boy, I'd go back to Janoris Jenkins for a while instead of Jackrabbit, because Jackrabbit got cooked about 5 to 6 times last night, and that's not a good look. So as much as I was high on their secondary, and Eli Apple's been a complete bust for them, I would say they have Landon Collins, their D-line is okay, their offensive line sucks, and you're right, they have a running back and a wide receiver. Shepard's not a bad receiver. Their tight end is good, but he's hurt.
They're done.
Just play for next year. Now, some of the mocks have Daniel Jones, the quarterback at Duke, going as the top quarterback in next year's draft. No one knows who he is.
Yeah, it was the same thing. No one knows the Oregon guy. No one knows. It's plus two, though. A lot of folks aren't looking that far ahead just yet, unless you're a Giants fan or, a Niners or Cardinals fan. Maybe you're looking that far ahead, but hell, maybe even the Raiders fans are. I don't know.
It's crazy, but it's pretty hard to say that there's not a worse football team in the NFL right now than the Giants.
I was going to say, if you had to pick, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there are 7 teams that only have one win right now. through what week? We're in week six.
Yes.
So of these, which one would you pick to have the first pick in the draft? The Colts, the Raiders, the Giants, the Falcons, the Cardinals, and the 49ers?
Right now, I think it's between the Giants and the the Cardinals actually with Rosen looked better. The Niners, it's
Colts,
just because of
Raiders,
injuries.
Giants, Falcons, Cardinals, 49ers.
I would say it's pretty much the Giants to lose.
I think it's between the Giants and the Cardinals. The Cardinals are pretty bad at football right now.
But Rosen's better. Here's the other thing, too. Would you consider? Here's the other thing. If the Giants had done what I was talking about, if the Giants had passed on Barkley and got a quarterback, would you think that his longevity is safe based on that offensive line?
No, he'd be Deshaun Watson of the NFC East.
He'd be David Carr.
Well, he'd be running for his life, yeah. Whoever he was. He'd be in the same situation
and
that Watson is in right now.
Here's the greatest thing about all this, Barry. The Giants do have a win this year.
Yeah. I thought they'd...
Oh, God, that's awful that they beat the Texans.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
That's embarrassing.
That is very embarrassing.
Yeah. Because that just shouldn't happen, because the Texans, with a win this weekend, can get back to 500, and they're only a game out of first place in their division. One game. Can I mention that game? I think I just did. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's the usual suspects on an F Yeah Friday right here on ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, and Joel in studio, and we're looking forward to hearing from you as well. Got lots of texts, got lots of tweets, and if you want to call, 713-780-3776. We've got clips coming up from our comedian of the week, Jaffer Khan. We'll have plenty more on the agenda, including picks later in the show. Don't go anywhere. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That means I have to do the Pledge of Allegiance as an adult. That's it. No one else in this room has to still do the pledge. You know how silly you feel as an adult just being like, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I'm 28 years old. It's ridiculous. And I don't like the pledge because here's why. You have to pledge your allegiance every day. That doesn't make any sense, right? Makes sense to pledge your allegiance one time, pledge your allegiance. I don't pledge my allegiance every day. Like, what kind of psychopath, narcissistic girlfriend of a flag do I have that is so insecure that every day I have to pledge again and again and, like, mean it this time or whatever the f***? Like, I already pledged my allegiance to you under God. Like, we brought God in here. Is that not good enough, God? Like, I haven't spoken to God myself in years, except just flag talk this whole time. Now, even if I wanted to ask God for something, I couldn't. Be like, hey, God, I'm really struggling. I know it's been a while, but I really need you right now. He'd just be like, yeah, why don't you ask your f***ing flag friend to keep talking about.
Jaffer Khan, Comedian of the Week. F Yeah Friday, F for funny. You want to follow him at Joffer, J-A-F-F-E-R, Khan, K-H-A-N, comic. Good stuff. Houstonian. Barry gave you a little backstory there.
Yeah, go check out the Really Real Girl Quotes thing on Instagram. I'm telling you, man, if you just need a time killer and some laughs, it's so funny. What I hate about Joffer is that he's smart. Look, I'm not – when I was on the Isaiah Factor that night promoting my show, he was like, what do you want people to leave your show thinking? I was like, they're not going to leave my show thinking. I'm not a smart comic. I'm just up there telling D jokes and being silly. Like, I'm not – but I hate Joffer because he's so smart. When he does his jokes, you think, God, that's – not only is it funny, but it's brilliant at the same time. The dude is such a great writer. and comics. So yeah, go check out the quotes. Check him out online. What's also funny is that on his YouTube page, he's got a ton of material that you can go watch and enjoy. But everybody that doesn't like him is like, "You suck, you broke ass Aziz Ansari." and he'll post them. So
I'm not gonna lie, he reminds me of him, but he is a different comic,
totally different than Aziz.
He does remind me of him. I'll be honest,
Aziz Ansari never made me laugh. Joffer makes me laugh. In fact, the bit that I want to play at 3:15 is one of my favorite bits ever from anybody since I've been doing comedy locally. Where he talks about there's a longer bit, and I probably need to set it up, but it's such a smart and funny bit. I think everybody's going to enjoy it. So, yeah, I'm glad we're finally getting around to Joffer. He's a funny dude.
Cool. There you go. All right. So, we talked a little bit about the football game last night, and of course, the baseball gets going in both league championship series tonight. Dodgers, Brewers tonight, and of course, Astros Saturday night, Sunday night in Boston before they head back here for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if you saw this or not, but it was rather entertaining. You know that we talked about the fact that Clevinger was the guy that all Astros fans had targeted because of his quotes during the season, and you know that they're just like us and they're nothing special.
Right.
But this one was pretty interesting today. So there's a guy that's obviously a Cleveland fan. His picture is a Cavaliers basketball named Phil. And he subtweets Buster Olney and says, Buster's odd take, and he summarizes, "Let's not demonize the cheaters of the game because everybody's doing it." Essentially, because Buster was saying, look, people make too much of the fact that the pitchers are cheating. And the fact of the matter is, if it was a big enough deal, baseball would change the rules. You would see a lot of baseball authorities get involved more. You're not. So Olney ends up going back and forth with this guy, Phil. Well, in the course of the conversation, Buster, you know, gets into the fact that, you know, he doesn't think, he said, basically, if you're going 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, do you hear people yelling, are you the guy that yells lawbreaker, police, police, police? Right. So Buster's got a sense of humor about it. Well, Phil brings in Trevor Bauer and says, why don't you do what Trevor Bauer has argued all along, change the rules to allow substances that are illegal now so that everyone can do it then instead of passively condoning their use. And Buster basically said, look, Trevor, he's entitled to his feelings, but a lot of major league players in the union feel differently. There's no adjustments, so you just deal with it. And it goes back and forth. A couple people made a few comments. Well, along comes Trevor Bauer, and he says, I think hitters would care a lot more if someone explained to them like this. Hey, had that pitcher not cheated, you would have hit a home run. Instead, you swung and missed and struck out because the ball didn't end up where your eyes told you it would because it had unnatural movement. To which Astro fans stepped in. Garrett Durham, otherwise G on Twitter, says, just take your L, Tyler. You guys got embarrassed because you aren't as good as the Astros. Maybe instead of being on Twitter, you should go practice.
That is great.
Bauer comes back with, I noticed you have a Bible verse in your Twitter bio. Have you not read the part about keeping Kupla and the Ten Commandments? To which G responded, I noticed you know the Bible. Did you not read the part where everyone sins and we were all saved by Jesus when he died for our sins? To which Bauer says, I believe everyone knows that part. He dragged a cross to his own death. What do you know about dragging a cross? And G says, nothing, because I'm human. That's the beauty of my Jesus. He did it for me. Anything else you'd like to add? And he said,
that's great.
Bauer said, would you consider yourself a biblical person? And he said, G says, would you consider you someone who just got swept? And here's the kicker, to which Bauer, a biblical person, responds, yeah, sweep these nuts across your face.
Oh, my God.
To which Astros fans just went nuts. First one was another fan said, what nuts, Tyler?
Oh.
And it just got better and better. I mean, everybody just got in on it after that. So it was fun. I think if you're Clevinger, you react one way. You're Bauer, you react another. But either way, it spilled milk, fellas.
That spiraled out of control quickly,
and
didn't it?
It was hilarious. I was watching it transpire, and everybody chiming in with more and more quotes. One has Alex Bregman as an adult with Trevor Bauer on his shoulders like a little kid carrying him around. And,
that's great.
Oh, Astros fans had a field day. So.
Nothing like sour apples.
No question about it. So we talked a little bit about it, but just a little bit on the National League Series. Dodgers, Brewers, Kershaw. By the way, I saw a weird stat today because you know how dominant he's been for so many years?
Not this
year. Velocity in his fastball's down.
Yeah.
So much so, do you know the percentage of off-speed pitches he threw this year?
No, I do not.
54% breaking stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
For a guy that was a power pitcher forever.
Yeah, that's not good.
He gets the ball tonight in Milwaukee for the Dodgers against, of all people, Gio Gonzalez.
Okay, so, well, at least they're not going...
If you're Gio Gonzalez midseason with the Nationals, is there even a shadow of a question of a morsel in your head that goes, you know, I could be starting game one of the National League Championship Series this year?
No, no, there's not. I wonder, do they have the entire rotation for the Brewers? Are they going with the bullpen at some point in the series?
No, Smiley's going in game two.
Julius Chacin is going to...
I think he's going to go in game three.
Okay.
I haven't seen it official.
Davies in the mix?
I haven't seen it.
Wade Miley in the mix?
No, Miley's going game two.
Okay, two. All right.
Yeah.
So it's going to go Gio, Miley. I'm guessing Julius Chacin. I can never say his name right.
Chacin, yep.
And then I'm going to bet you Davies gets game four.
Okay.
Zach Davies.
We'll see, but I think the one advantage the Dodgers clearly have is starting pitching because the Brewers don't have much. But
oh, yeah.
You know, if the whoever they pick... start for the Brewers can just get them through a couple innings so they can get that bullpen. The only thing I do worry about is you're going to exhaust that bullpen. If you continue to try and do that where you have the four dominant relievers that are each going to go at least one inning or more, those off days are huge. You hope for some rain, but that's going to be taxing on those arms.
Yeah. It just, again, it depends on what you get out of your starters, and it depends on... I mean, if you get down early, you don't want to send out. I mean, if you're down, you know, 10 runs,
you don't want
Knebel, 8 runs,
you don't want Hader, you don't want Jeffress.
Save some of those guys. But, you know, of course, like I do everything, I'm doing the breakdowns and looking at stuff. And if you care, obviously, Dodgers have the edge in starting pitching. Brewers have much, you know, way better bullpen. Runs scored. Brewers don't quite put up as much. Dodgers were top five in the majors, just over 800. Home runs, so it surprised me a little bit, but I guess it shouldn't be when you have two MVP candidates on the team in the Brewers. But they were just behind the Dodgers in home runs hit.
Yeah, home runs four, yeah.
And they were fourth in the majors. And then home runs allowed by a pitching staff, they were eighth. So they were a little bit better. Dodgers a little bit more prone to the long ball. But... like I said, I think for me, when I looked at all this and then everything else, just watching games and stuff, I think the big thing is the Dodgers will strike out. They'll strike out a little bit, and so that's going to be interesting to see too. The dynamic on both of these pitching
staffs. Because the Dodgers live for the long ball, like you said. Yeah. It's not just the long ball. Their fly ball rate and percentage is up there with the tops in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And so I had mentioned the fact that depending on the weather. They're going to monitor whether the roof is open or closed. If you got to believe if you're the Brewers, I would think that the ball travels better with the roof closed. You'd probably want the roof open, a little colder weather, takes a little bit of the pop off the bat, and the ball doesn't travel as far as quickly. So we'll see what happens. But the weather's supposed to be beautiful this weekend in Milwaukee. So I just hope for a good series.
Me too. If I had to pick, I mean, I don't know if we're doing that right now, but if you want to, why not? I mean, who you got?
My heart says the Brewers,
sure.
but
what does your head tell you?
My head tells me that the Dodgers, with those starting pitchers and the fact that they got a lot of big bats in that lineup, top to bottom, that they're going to find a way to pull it out.
Yeah, I would probably say like Dodgers and six.
I'm in there, six or seven. That was where I was going back and forth. I think because
it won't surprise me. Five.
The lack of Brewers starting pitching is what really bothers me in making it a long series. I just, when you're putting Miley out there and Geogun, guys like that, you can't have confidence like you can when the Dodgers can go with Kershaw and Ryu and Wood
Bueller and Hill
and all the guys that they have baseball, they have playoff experience and they're good starting pitchers. So.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. And then, of course, the Astros kick off this weekend. Boy, I'm looking forward to that. I just think great pitching matchup in game one again, Verlander and Sale. But after that, I mean, there has to be so much pressure on the, no pun intended, not just the pitching arm, but the shoulders of Chris Sale. Because if he fails and you have to rely in game two on David Price at Fenway, man, you're talking about a whole city that's just waiting to blow up on you.
Yeah, that's the scary proposition is if he does falter early, it could get ugly.
No doubt about it, because their starting pitching isn't great.
No, by any means. Red Sox starting pitching shouldn't scare you if you're the Astros.
Should be interesting.
You just faced a much better rotation in Cleveland. And did much better than you than you're going to face. In,
but our boy Trevor Bauer wasn't a starter in that series, or it would have been even better.
Well, he still got in, and Alex Bregman still made him his biatch. So.
He still looked like crap pitching three games in a row. So, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join us, hey, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.